Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Aloha, my sister.
Shalom, shalom, my sisters. Can I get a shalom from my audience?
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hey, it's going to be real quick before you tonight. No topic, not really any amazing conversation. Marshayla sends a shout-out tonight. She has all these people at her house. I'm going to your text, Marshayla. Marshayla says, Sandy, Angela, Constance, Krista, Alicia, Pina Coladas tonight, and even Sister Megan. Bless y'all so much. Shalom to you. Brother Jennifer, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Sister Ashley. Blessings to you. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion. It's an honor to be here and an honor to know that tomorrow we will be on the land with the saints. I pray you all can hear me. I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley. And looks like I see tens in the chat room, and we can move on whenever you're ready.
All right. All praises to the Most High Yah, to the men, to the leadership, and everyone in front of us. Hey, tonight we're going to do a very simple rundown of some reminders that you might usually hear at the feast day. I'm your host, Sister Ashley. You just heard from Mother Jennifer. Often we have guests, emails, letters, things like that. So we want to say thank you to everyone who sent away. Here comes your daughter, Parisha. Everyone who sends any offerings, any love, any prayers to Straight Way Truth Ministries, anyone traveling, bless y'all. A lot of you may be packing. A lot of you may even miss tonight's show. We're keeping it short. I promised you we would have one. That's why we're here, as well as a good support team behind me. I'll let them do their shout-outs in a minute. One thing Pastor always says, Mother Jennifer, is welcome home. Hallelujah. So you'll be coming to our home, and it's your home when you're here. So welcome indeed. What say you?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, you know, I remember the first year of us coming on the land, and something that always stood out to me is Mother Carol looking at each one of us as we traveled to the land of Straight Way, Tennessee. She would always say, welcome home, you know, and it just really makes it personal. It really does, because you've truly met your family, your true family, and you take ownership of the place that Yah has put his name on, you know, and he's invited you there, and he's allowed you to come and fellowship with the saints. So it's an honor to be home. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah, truly. Come on up, LaDaya, give a shout-out. Sister LaDaya has traveled up. She is here, safely arrived today, moments before, or maybe even right after we started dinner. And is she coming? Yep, come on up. Come say hi to someone. Bless you, family. Bless you, all the sisters. And to my Dallas family, hallelujah. Bless you all. Y'all speed. Hallelujah. Y'all speed, indeed. How many are coming up? Everybody? Most of them? Two families this time. Two families. It's everyone stand back. Bless y'all as well. Be safe. And I know you'll be enjoying the praise with us. One thing Pastor always says, the saints, this is not the city. Okay? So don't use our neighbor's driveways as a turnaround point. Don't use the left-hand side of our road when you come up on Straightway to turn around at all. Watch out for mailboxes, et cetera. Use our land, the whole right side of our land. I think you're accustomed to that. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. And I just want to thank everybody for really being so attentive to the requests that are put out from Straightway. You know, there's so much work that goes into preparing for receiving so many people. And so I just want to thank the ones that really listen and really hear and really do their best to abide by the rules. And if we all operate in one mind, then everything can run very smooth. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Hey, somebody out there, Brittany, do 75 times 5. Let me know what the answer is. Y'all, drink water. Bring water and drink water. 375 gallons of water we purchased for this feast. 375 gallons of water. We hope that that is more than enough, but we always suggest that you bring your own, bring some extra, share, et cetera. Thank y'all so much for your offerings and your gifts, Mother Jennifer.
One thing about water, Sister Ashley, when you're so caught up in fellowship, sometimes it is easy to forget to drink water, and then before you know it, you're dehydrated. So everyone's going to be excited to be amongst your sisters, and you know, you're excited to see everyone, but please don't forget to take care of yourself, stay hydrated, and drink the water that you need. So it's even a good idea, like Sister Ashley said, bring your own water and bring your own water bottle so you can carry it with you wherever you go, and you'll have it, and when you see it, you'll just remember to hydrate. Sister Ashley?
It's hot here, huh? See behind me? Yeah. My sister coming from Texas, like, you know. But it's hot. Was it 90 today? Did it hit 90? Does anybody know? 80s. High 80s. High 80s. Cool nights, cool mornings, high 80s. That's Tennessee for you. So feels good in the mornings, feels good late at night, but it's hot. It's hot. It's not the KOA campground. Does anybody know what KOA stands for? That'd be great. Ask Siri and let me know. There's no trash on the ground. I want to give a shout out and a thank you to everyone who picks up trash when they come here. Remember the chore list. Sisters, chore list is different. It was pre-assigned this year. All the slots are filled. And the brothers is all available, all open, tons of slots. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, looks like we have some rain expected. Looks like I think we've got first day and second day, there's rain expected, 30% chance of rain. And even third day, there's a 40% chance of rain. But the temperature is supposed to be in the 80s, so ranging from 80 degrees up to 84 degrees. So it still sounds like it can definitely be a lovely time. Sister Ashley?
All right. Lawful carry only. Remember that, okay? Felons can't carry weapons here. So don't brandish your weapon. Nobody wants to see your latest gee whiz, Pastor says, right? You know what I asked for? I actually asked Sister Summer to just, we're not doing an orientation this year. We're not going to have an orientation. So I just bugged her for some notes. So she's the reason why I have what I have for you tonight. And Sabbath service we have, Pentecost service we have, and then wedding we have. All of them are at 11, okay? Sabbath service. Saturday, Shabbat, that's 11 a.m. Remember to come early for prayer. No later than 10:30 is usually the requirement. And Pentecost service, which is on Sunday, we call it first day, that's 11 a.m. Pentecost photo, maybe, to be determined. Don't know yet. Stay tuned for pastor's announcements. No blog talk tomorrow night. No blog talk. The wedding is, thank you, ma'am, the wedding is Monday. A lot of you leave on Monday. It was very difficult for me to determine how much food that we needed on that day because wedding's at 11, dinner's going to be early, probably 1:30, whatever pastor announces. So some of you might decide to stay. So I plan on getting maybe hands raised or some kind of visual on how many people are going to be here so we can supply enough because it's a difference with 200 people. 200 people are leaving Monday, but I don't know what time. And 200 is a huge difference when you don't know who to feed. So that's just a little side note from me. Meal times are going to be 8 and 3. We're going to do one shift. We got some tables outside. We got some picnic tables and some round tables. Hopefully we can fill our chow hall and fill our outside level. It's to the left of the chow hall, and hopefully everybody will be able to eat together. We'll see how it goes. 8 and 3, Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, it always baffles me how you come up with the numbers for as far as meals go, how much food to serve. It really takes a strong mind to really be able to do that. So I want to say to those who know, as soon as you know, if you are going to stay for dinner on that particular day, the departing day, please let the kitchen know as soon as possible. Please don't wait until that day just so that they can properly prepare and everything can be what it needs to be. So there's a lot of planning that goes into this. Sister Ashley and Mother Carol, they allow us to see a lot of things that go on in the background just to help us in case we ever have to plan for a large group. So please be mindful of that. That is, it's just not an easy thing to plan for so many people to be on the land at one time. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm halfway through my notes, halfway through the show already. I will remind you at the end of tonight, the assignment that was given to us sisters, most of you probably are aware of. I'll remind you for a little extra mercy, a little grace period of time from our pastor. if you put food on your plate, which we usually do, we're going to serve you this feast. We try to give you a decent portion, but you can always go back and get seconds. Always, always, always. We would never want anyone to be hungry or want more and not have it. There has been times that our serving team even, sacrificed their own meals or their own plates or their own servants to make sure the saints were fed. So a special thank you to them. But please, if you don't get enough, come back, okay? Parking, do not park your vehicles on the road. You'll get accustomed to our land, like I said, on the right-hand side. And we do use vans, sometimes multiple vans to transport aged people. Pastor had requested last year, I'm just going to repeat it, with the exception of Mother Lily, who was 86 years old, who still walks the hill every day. Just try your very best to walk as much and as frequently as possible. trying to keep the road clear, especially for food, for the truck guys. They do a great, great job hauling food, being on time, and getting it up there to us without spills. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. You know, again, there's so much that goes on in the background, just thinking about the people that are assigned to transport the food and what it takes to just be able to pass on the road going down, and you don't want to be a hindrance to anybody trying to get to a particular location. You mentioned the serving team, and I wanted to bring up that, you know, I've had a lot of people ask if they can join the serving team, if there's more help needed on the serving team, and I really appreciate women taking interest in that. And I want to say that I have the help that I need for now. So we are not accepting anyone else on the serving team. The hope is that those who are available going forward can sign up for the chore list. So looks like Pentecost is covered, but going into the fall feast, you know, those who are not on the serving team can sign up for dish duty or kitchen duty or bathroom duty or whatever is needed. So I do have the help that I need for the serving team. So thank you so much. Not looking to take on anyone else at this point. Sister Ashley?
It's great to have many hands and to have jobs filled. It really is. And most definitely there's always dishes or kitchen help. So I appreciate y'all just not minding getting dirty and getting your hands into anything. Don't leave your children unattended. You know, try to team up, work together. A lot of the communities do anyway. This is a lot of the communities this feast. It's not a lot of individuals that are coming. And I think it's the largest Pentecost we've ever had on record. No children at the pond. Remember that. There's actually a lot of water snakes. My children have seen a lot. They have killed a few. Yes, some are poisonous. There's a lot of snakes at the pond. And typically water snakes, they're not nothing to be afraid of outside of their habitat. They're going to stay right there at the pond or they're in it, and you'll be fine and safe right wherever you put your location, so nothing to be afraid of. Lost and found items, if you lose them, anything valuable, if anyone ever finds it, and we have such an integrity about us, everyone who even visits, they put it on the elders' table. You can find it at the elders' table down the hill or up the hill. Remember that. And to please check the lost and found on your way out. Have somebody designated to check lost and found, because there's so many items that get left behind, from rain jackets, umbrellas, to literally 50-gallon trash bags full of things. I always say porta-potties, Somerset. It's not porta-potties, Ashley. It's outhouses, Ashley. Hallelujah. If you have questions about how to use them, please ask someone. There is a specific way, and it really helps us when you're gone and when the feast is over, that we maintenance those and kept them the way that we should keep them the entire time. Don't fish in the pond this year, okay? Just like last Passover when Pastor announced, when we restock, when we treat our pond, it can take up to a year for the fish to be ready to bite or to fish, okay? So unless you're someone here, don't do it. And my last note is, if you have gifts, kindly leave them on Pastor's porch with your name on it. Please, please, please. In the past, he's always said you could give an offering for the ministry to Elder Rufus or Elder Becker. Those two men will get that offering to him. If you want to give it straight to Pastor, you can also give it to his women, anyone in his house. Hallelujah. Or just kindly leave it on the porch with your name so he knows who to acknowledge and he knows who it came from. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, it really marvels me when I think about the labor that Straightway puts in, you know, the outhouses, the shower houses, the expansion of buildings, the building that's taken place. And most of that really takes place to accommodate everyone else. Is not for those who live on the land. It's to receive everyone else who comes in to visit. So most of the work that's done is not for Straightway. It's for you all. And, you know, it really is an example of selflessness, true selflessness. When you think about it, you know, the world teaches you to work for yourself, to work for you. But, you know, you look at Straightway, you look at a pastor like Pastor Dow, and you see the opposite being put into place. Everything is done for the people. So definitely a great example to be able to follow. Sister Ashley.
I told Summer it would only be a 15-minute show. I'm past that already. It's 20 minutes. She knows me. I apologize. We're about to call it. StraightwayTruthMinistry@gmail.com is the new PayPal donation. All lowercase, StraightwayTruthMinistry@gmail.com. That's the PayPal, okay? You know about his Twitter. Hopefully you know about his Facebook, his Patreon. Cash App is money symbol. Capital P, Pastor Dow, capital D in Dow. You know about our website, straightwaytruth.com, I hope. So this is the first time we've actually just thrown all this together in a show. So though it's not maybe interesting to everyone, it may benefit someone. Carisha, come on up. Give a shout out. Here comes my sister, Carisha. Y'all know Carisha.
Hello, Blessy Mother. I wanted to say,
come on,
Shalom. I wanted to say a shout-out to Straightway, Kentucky East. Bless y'all. I miss y'all. Look forward to seeing y'all, those who are coming. And bless you, Straightway Goshen. I miss y'all. Look forward to seeing y'all as well.
Hallelujah. I don't know how many hours we got left till Pentecost, but we're counting it down. Tomorrow we'll see you. Pentecost is actually first day, okay, 11 o'clock service. Mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry. It's new for some of your ears, okay? So lock it in. 544 West Main Street, number 241. Straightway Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241. That's in Gallatin now, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Hallelujah. Thank you, viewers and supporters. Thank you, Offlanders, for your help and what you do. Hey, here's our assignment, okay? Y'all ready? My audience ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm sure you're aware of it. If you listen to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure everyone who listens to our show listens to Pastor Dow, surely that's how you found us. But just in case, he has a YouTube channel, and he has a Blog Talk Radio show. This was live from 5/27/2022, and this is what he told us to do, all right? So let's do this. We got another... Since he's not having a show tomorrow, we got another week. And just in case he never opens up his phone lines to us and this assignment, we were still obedient. All right, here we go.
We have. I don't know because next week we got Pentecost, right?
Yes, sir.
The next broadcast we have, I want y'all to make sure I do this broadcast, okay? We want, first of all, I'm going to give all y'all sisters an assignment. The assignment is I want y'all to go in the Bible, in the scriptures, that includes the Apocrypha. And I want y'all to tell me what the Bible says about your role. We're going to open up the phone lines.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask questions, and I want sisters to line up in the caller queue. Because after you see, the problem is, you sisters don't give a damn about what y'all says. You could give a nickel's worth of rat's ass about what y'all says. You don't care. All you care about is emotion, your sorry-ass feelings. And don't worry, I'm going to get you men, too.
Yes,
but that's all you care about. You don't give a damn about what y'all says.
Yes, sir.
You don't care about the program. You care about your will, your way, your words. Really? But you want to grace Shemaim with your defiled ass. Like hell, ain't nothing going into the kingdom that defends.
Mm-hmm.
If you offend, you ain't going into the kingdom.
No.
Somebody better put a defibrillator on your mind.
Thank you, Pastor.
So, the next time we do a broadcast, I'm going to open up the phone line. We're going to take your phone calls. And I want you sisters to tell me what the book says about you. I'm going to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main thing I'm going to ask is, if y'all know that's what the book says, then why aren't you obeying him? Don't you say you love y'all?
Because
Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. And this notion, well, you think you can skip past your head and go straight to y'all. Y'all got something for your ass. Y'all put the man in front of you for a reason. Well, he. Are you his judge? A lot of times you be pointing the finger towards a man, and the man be sitting up there trying to gang you, he bites his tongue. tongue, it don't really tell you about yourself. Because if he did tell you about yourself, you couldn't even endure it. You couldn't endure what a man has to say about you. You would lose the Holy Ghost. The next broadcast we have, I don't know, because next week we got...
Sorry about that. Any further instructions, Mother Jennifer, if indeed he does follow through with this and anyone calls in, what's your instruction for those sisters?
My instruction would be to stick to the exact assignment. Don't ramble on at all. Say what you have to say. Be brief and wait for Pastor to speak and respond to what you have said. Sister Ashley?
Very good. Now time for testimonies or any additional information of how you came across the ministry, et cetera. He might ask questions, right? Then he might direct you. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see if it comes to pass. Either way, like I said, let's be obedient. Let's hit it with the Pentecost song. If you're following Lion's Den, it's on 4 days now. I hope it was definitely different getting used to, but we were there. We were live. We were waiting. Did y'all get to hear it?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Everybody got to hear it, so... Got to get used to it if you have a work schedule or different things going on. Never want to miss it. Bless you. See y'all so soon. Let's go out with the Pentecost song. Mother Jennifer, anything to end the show?
I just want to say, Sister Ashley, it's a blessing to have a shepherd, you know, that we have with that level of love. We've never, ever been loved before as women. And now we're here in this ministry, and we hear love, and I pray that it's not foreign to the ears that are listening. Sister Ashley.
Hey, Kyresha, come here.
Yes.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Hallelujah.
If you go down to Kentucky East, mm-hmm. Elder Mitch going to love you, you said?
Yes, he's going to love you. You may not think that it's love, but he's actually loving you.
What do you mean?
When
it ain't going to feel good.
It's not going to feel good. It's going to hurt. Going to hurt because... You never received so much love in your life before, and you don't know what love is until someone truly shows you what love is, and that's what I received from Elder Mitch. You know, there's him a time where he told me, he's like, you should be mad at yourself. And I was like, no one's ever told me I should be mad at myself. But when I did get mad at myself, and I can see, I was like, I need to change. And yes. Then that's what happened. Once I was able to see myself, because he helped me to see myself, because you don't know yourself until somebody else comes and tells you. So when he came and told me, I was like, wow, he loves me, you know? And like I said, Elder Mitchell, he produces assets. You know, he truly does. So he will love you.
He will love you. Thank you, Kyresha. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Pandy, Angela, Constance, Krista, Alicia, for joining Cocktails and Conversations with the Pina Coladas tonight. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Marshayla, for opening up your home. Bless y'all. This is our song. Y'all have a good night.
I need you.
Thank you.
I need you, and I receive you to send your spirit.